When Nicole Miller felt she had to stop living in fear every time she stood before an audience, she found her sweet spot with the Innisfil Toastmasters Club. I was tired of being afraid, tired of breaking into a sweat each time I was asked to deliver a presentation. I was tired of not being able to express my feelings to those who offended me, said Miller, currently the club's vice president of public relations and an active club member for 7 years. Miller said the club has been a safe, supportive space to build not only public speaking skills, but also listening, evaluation, leadership, confidence, and social skills. We have a variety of ways to help people become better speakers. We practice speaking off the cuff, speech crafting, and how to compose effective evaluations, providing constructive and respectful recommendations, she said. The idea to start the Innisfil Toastmasters Club occurred in 2013, when founding members started meeting at various places while seeking the minimum number of members required to start a chapter. Miller remembers when the charter was finally signed in 2016. The celebration was held at the Dickie B. Honey House in Innisfil, and was attended by current and past members of the club, club sponsors and mentors, and community leaders, such as then-Mayor Gord Washope, she said. Miller defines the Innisfil Toastmasters Club as a non-judgmental, warm, and welcoming space that helps develop members in a way that they can give back to the community and surrounding areas. Outside of Toastmasters, many of our members are involved with institutions, organizations, and initiatives that are based in this community, she said. Miller told Innisfil Today the club has been home to people from all walks of life. Members have included a mother who wanted to gain enough confidence to give a toast at her son's upcoming wedding, and another woman who wanted to gain the courage to speak of the harrowing stories of abuse in her life so she could inspire others, she said. Apart from those struggling to express their true feelings, the Innisfil Toastmasters Club has helped professionals to take on more progressive roles in their workplaces. These have included executives, entrepreneurs, published authors, educators, and active community leaders. Miller said one of the founding members was president of a local ratepayers association for several years and a moderator of 2 municipal election candidates' debates. She was also recipient of the 2018 Community Volunteer of the Year for the town of Innisfil, and recognized by MP John Brassard for her volunteerism, she said. Another of our members is a Rotarian and current president of Innisfil Rotary, who has used his skills also on stage with a local theater group. Miller said all members are inspirational in their progress and achieving their respective goals. Speech contests are an important part of the club's experience, with contest rounds held twice yearly at the club, area, division and district levels. In the most recent area contest, one of our members placed 3rd in the evaluation contest, Miller said, noting members who want to compete receive extra preparation. The Innisfil Toastmasters Club offers meetings in both in-person and online formats and gives people the opportunity to move through the program at their own pace. The program includes mentoring for new members and the study of speakers' techniques. Our club has hosted opportunities for local municipal leadership candidates to speak and present their ideas, Miller added. Club members only meet in spaces within the town, whether it be the Innisfil Community Church or the Innisfil Public Library. Our club has hosted contests and training sessions open to other Toastmasters clubs within the district, bringing visitors to the town, Miller said. The Innisfil Toastmasters Club is part of District 123, which serves central and northeastern Ontario, an area that stretches from Toronto north to Moosonee, and from Caledon east to Belleville. District 123 has more than 120 clubs and 2,500 members. The club also partners with other local community groups, such as Rotary, to promote leadership, communication and community building opportunities. In the past, we've participated in the local Santa Claus parade, contributing a float, reading classic holiday tales, and handing out candy to the children of the town, Miller said.